Right now, though, it's time to kick back, put your feet up, unless you're driving. Then not such a good idea, but imagine yourself here with us in the studio, hanging out with Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese at 86 Hammond Street in Bangor, right between Massimo's and Fiddlehead, and Crossroads Beverage Company, 66 Main Street in Newport, right behind Rite Aid and just off the Moosehead Trail. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you, Rich. Nice to be here, as always. And hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
It's Ryan.
I'm getting my introduction to the new guy. Fantastic.
We'll do it live.
But I heard it. I heard last week that there was someone due, so I brought four glasses.
Yeah, nice.
We're down.
Nice. I heard last week that somebody shows up and randomly brings us wine. So
it's like you're like, that's my job. Yep. I get to be on the radio, and somebody's going to occasionally show up. And
we're going to get along like
that's not so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Well, hey. Yeah, so it's been another week, busy times at both stores, hopefully we'll get a little bit of snow for all my fans at the Crossroads Beverage Camp, which is big ski and snowmobile country. They're hankering. So today, last week I sort of teased what we're going to talk about all this month. We're talking about what I'm calling purity in wines, right? There's of course, at the end of every year, you start to make your resolutions. I'm going to, eat healthier, drink healthier, things like that. So around about this time, we do start to get a lot of questions at the stores about, well, I want to drink healthier. I want to make sure that, what's in my foods is I know what's in my food. Of course, there's a big push for the GMO labeling in working its way through Augusta, stuff like that right now. So there's a lot of concern on people's minds. And of course, there was also recently another product we feature is artisan olive oils. And there was a big feature on the news about, money changing hands and lack of purity there. So this is a big thing on people's minds. So what we're going to do this month, the wines we're going to focus on, we're going to go from the everyday normal chemical treatment of the land and talk about why certain producers would choose to do that, all the way to some of these guys who are uber clean, using absolutely no chemicals and dancing by fairy light and blessing their things. There's some fairly hoodoo sort of things that go on, but the results are interesting, and I think that we're all going to, taste through those results. Basically the big classes that we have of different forms of agriculture that people know about are the standard, the chemical, treatment of things. And then there's, of course, organic, which is a very large label that gets tossed around a lot inappropriately. And even when it's used appropriately, as we'll discuss in that segment coming later this month, it's sometimes very constraining and not super pure in and of itself, and is leading a lot of winemakers to veer away from strictly organic practices. We also have biodynamics, and we'll discuss that. That's a very interesting system of agriculture as well, and that's where we start to get into some of the hoodoo, which is fun.
I like the hoodoo.
The hoodoo is fun. The hoodoo is fun. Things like, burying calf horns in the middle of your field by full moonlight, stuffed with cow dung. It's all true.
That's hoodoo.
But I love the hoodoo that they do. And
So well.
John Fogerty lyrics. Here we go.
Right. So today we're going to be trying a wine that is really nice, okay? And I don't want to denigrate. And that's I think, what we're going to really explore is that there's no right or wrong. It's just different. And there's different reasons that different producers are doing these things. But the wine we're going to drink today, this is called Pata Negra. This is from Spain, of course. You're going to find out over the coming weeks and months that I love me some Spanish wines, because the cost is always really, really excellent for the value you're getting, and it's very diverse as well. There's a tremendous amount of diversity in Spain. This comes from the region of Ribera del Duero, in particular, and Pata Negra is a label of a larger conglomerate, right? This is a very large Spanish wine producing company. Right? This is not one of these family-owned 5 acres, and it's strictly the goat outside is our friend and constant companion, and there are those, and we will try those, and those are really excellent too. But this is made for mass consumption, and that's okay, right? It's got to be okay, because not everybody has access to these uber niche things. So this is a wine that is it's very nice. It's treated very well. It comes from very old vines, which is a very desirable thing. The older the vine, the more concentrated the fruit, right? But it's treated with chemical pesticides in moderation, because these guys work with so much fruit that they basically have to say to all their growers, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this year in, year out to make sure that we all have jobs next year. And that's okay.
Makes sense.
Right. So it's a nice wine. It's aged for 2 years before it's released, at least 12 months in oak by law. They do all the things right. So let us taste, gentlemen.
Yes,
it's a pleasure to taste with you for the first time.
Yes.
And, of course, swirl. We're swirling.
Mm-hmm.
And getting all those beautiful chemicals in the wine interacting with the air.
Oh, yes.
And it's really lovely. You know, nice dark-toned fruit, pretty elegant. It's not an expensive wine. Again, it's you know, produced by a company that makes a lot of wine. They treat it very, very well, though. Very, you know, modern winemaking practices. But this is, again, so this is the result of normal, everyday, chemical, pesticide included, but not crazy agriculture. Take it for what it is. We might find a little more vivacity in wines that we're going to taste made, you know, with people dancing around and praying to fairy gods. We might. Who knows?
It does not have the body of the wine we had last week, but I like it. It's got a lighter touch to it.
I like it.
Good. Yeah. I mean, this clocks in at $12 a bottle. You know, it's one of those. Can't miss. You're home on a Tuesday night like
here
tonight.
Are,
I'm
right?
going home. I'm making, you know, leftover steak sandwiches with the brisket from the weekend, sort of thing. You grab this, you're not going to go wrong at all. But this is a situation where, and one of the real big reasons I think that we find winemakers veering away from a lot of the more difficult practices is not only because of the difficulty in doing it, which is of course more labor intensive. But the costs, and we're going to definitely talk about the costs associated with certification. One of the big problems that people don't seem to grasp, which unless, of course, you're involved in trades and tariffs and things like that, is that if you're certified something in country X, country Y really doesn't give a rat's. And that's okay. But it causes for a lot of consternation amongst, especially these you know, young family farms or whatever that, you know, live on the 5 acres with a goat and all that sort of stuff. They don't have $500,000 to call the American certification companies, depending on whether you're organic or sustainable or whatever, and have them fly over and certify them over the course of 3 years. It's just not a realistic thing. And for the same reason, a lot of these bigger corporations just don't care. They're not going to spend that kind of money. And so that's another reason why, even if they're farmed well, they're not going to put in that kind of effort. They don't seem to feel the need to.
By the way, not a question, but an email.
An email. Shoot.
Michael writes in and says, I always knew Downtown was more than just a sports show. Tuned into the wine segment last week and loved it. Eric is fantastic. I felt like I learned more about geography and history than I did about wine. It was awesome.
Awesome. I think, I wish I could send money to you. I'm not going to. Don't get your hopes up. But no, thank you, Michael. Wine is just wine, right? But good wine is all about geography. It's all about history. That's why I'm so into it. I love looking at maps. I was a big history nut. I mean, still am to this day. And that's what's so wonderful. I love it. You know, one of the jokes about one of the wines, I can't recall if it's wine we've tasted yet. If it's not, we will. But again, one of these small family estates in one of those regions we were talking last month about, you know, regions that make a lot of mass-produced wine, but, you know, aren't necessarily expensive regions, and there are these families with these properties. And one of them, in a region near Madrid, Spain, the joke is that you go in, you say, now, how long has your family had this winery? And they're like, we have no idea. No idea. We don't remember back that far.
Right.
And that's the thing. And that's another reason why a lot of those wines are inexpensive, is because they're not paying anybody off for anything. They own it outright. It's not a thing. So, which is something that you don't get. You know, a lot of people complain, why are wines from this country not as affordable? Well, because the wine industry in this country is fairly young relative. So that is something why, you know, I did get some questions. We were talking about value in wine. Well, why weren't there, you know, more American wines than that? Well, it's better values don't necessarily come from the Americas yet. Not yet, right. But we're working on that.
Well, this is good. Good. I like
Thank
that
you.
A lot.
Thank you, Michael. That's a very, very cool comment.
By the way, if you don't know, we post all of our Message in the Bottle segments on our website, downtownwithrichkimble.com. And Eric, make sure they're up as well on the Crossroads and
BangorWine.com, CrossroadsBeverage.com. They are there along with all of our other information on the goings on. And so, yeah, we definitely encourage you to go check that out anytime if Tuesdays at 5:25 p.m. is impossible for you. And I know we're getting a lot of clicks there, so that's wonderful.
Fantastic. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks for the wine as well. We'll see you next week.
We'll be here.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese. They're, of course, at 86 Hammond Street in Bangor, and Crossroads Beverage Company, 66 Main Street in Newport, right behind Rite Aid, just off the Moosehead Trail. It's 5:32. Dennis Price, our entertainer.